Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for our ninth segment of Hilchos Purim. Just to continue our discussion from yesterday about Mishloach Manos, there's a really interesting question in Halacha based on the terming of the mitzvah. Mishloach Manos literally means sending portions or gifts. There's a question in Halacha, is the mitzvah to give it through a shliach, through an emissary? So, for example, I want to bring Shalach Manos to the Cohen family. Most of us drive over to the Cohen family, get out of our car, and bring the Shalach Manos up and give it to the Cohens. Is there anything wrong with that? There are opinions that hold that because the language in the pasuk is mishloach, to send, and it actually is somewhat more of an honor to send a gift through another person. It actually is kind of giving it even more prominence, like we're going to involve someone else in the task. There are some who hold that part of the mitzvah is to give at least one Mishloach Manos package through a shliach. That shliach, that messenger, could be a child. That would be just fine. In fact, if you drive around on Purim Day, I don't know if it's for halachic reasons or for convenience, but it's so sweet. You'll see many children running out of cars and then bringing Shalach Manos up to the door, and the parent is the driver. That actually is very much a fulfillment of one halachic opinion. For the record, there is another school of thought. We know in general, mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho, better to perform a mitzvah by yourself as opposed to just giving it to someone else to do on your behalf. And there are those who argue that Mishloach Manos should be no different. And therefore, the same way that in general I should do mitzvos myself, so too I should deliver the Mishloach Manos myself. Different opinions. It doesn't hurt, Baruch Hashem. Most of us end up giving more than two Shalach Manos packages over the course of Purim. It might not hurt to give at least one through a proxy and at least one just giving by yourself. Some other halachas about Mishloach Manos. There is a practice brought down in halacha that men give Mishloach Manos to men and women give Mishloach Manos to women. There should be no problem if it's from family to family. I don't think that's any big deal if a man happens to bring it to a door and a woman happens to be the one to accept. But if it's a personal Mishloach Manos from Mr. Cohn, it probably should be to Mr. Weiss and not to Mrs. Weiss. And that's an old practice in Klal Yisrael. Another question that comes up is, when is the actual mitzvah Mishloach Manos performed? We touched on this in an earlier segment. The mitzvah Mishloach Manos is to be performed during the day. If you want to give someone Mishloach Manos early, that's fine, but you're not fulfilling the mitzvah if it's given to them before Purim day. You have to wait until daytime of Purim to give the Shalach Manos at least one. So just an interesting question related to our previous discussion. If part of the mitzvah Mishloach Manos is to give it through a messenger, could I give my messenger the Shalach Manos 2 days before Purim for him to deliver on Purim? The Mishloach Manos is being delivered on Purim, but if the proxy is inherently part of the mitzvah, maybe my appointment and giving the Shalach Manos to the proxy also have to happen on Purim. That's a Shiloh. You'll get different opinions about that. An unfortunate question that comes up in the context of Mishloach Manos has to do with the status of an Avel, the status of someone in mourning. For example, a person within the year of losing their parent. The normal halacha is that avelim do not give and receive gifts during their period of mourning. Therefore, the standard practice for Mishloach Manos in terms of avelim is that one should not give Mishloach Manos to an avel, and an avel, to fulfill the mitzvah, gives one Mishloach Manos to someone, but no more than one. I frequently tell people that these halachos apply to the avel as an individual, not to the family. If Mr. Cohen happens to be an avelos, that shouldn't mean that their family doesn't get to participate in Shalach Manos that year. The Cohen family can still give Shalach Manos multiple times. The Cohen family can still receive Shalach Manos. But specifically for Mr. Cohen as an individual to give Shalach Manos to someone, for someone to give Shalach Manos specifically to Mr. Cohen, on that we would have restrictions that, again, we wouldn't give to the avel, and the avel would give one Shalach Manos and no more. I also normally advise avelim that if someone were to come to their door and give them a Shalach Manos, they should thank them and wish them a nice day, and certainly not neglect to accept the Shalach Manos. There's no reason to do that. But if a person wants to give shalchmanos to an avel and they know the halacha, they should refrain from bringing it to the avel. One last thing about mishloach manos, similar to what we discussed in the context of matanos levyonim, any bar or bas mitzvah member of the household should preferably give at least one shalach manos personally, not just the family giving mishloach manos. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.